Daily I shall worship thee, Lamb of God, who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Daily I shall worship thee. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Daily I shall worship thee, Lamb of God, who died for me, who extended endless mercy. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Savior, I shall worship thee. Lamb of God, who died for me, who extended endless mercies. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Oh, daily I shall worship thee. Most gracious and heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for this day. Another day that you have made, another day that you have blessed us to be able to see, and another day, God, that you have ordered our footsteps and know the plans and the thoughts that you have for us on this day. As we seek your face early this morning, we cry out that daily I shall worship you, or daily we shall worship you, because you are the most important thing that we can seek after in this day. Many seek after houses. Many seek after lands. Many seek after favor from men, Lord, but for us as your people, our desire should be for you. We should seek you while you may yet be found. Before we find ourselves in the hustle and bustle of the day, we should find our way to you, God, when life becomes overwhelming and life becomes strange. We should find ourselves chasing after you, God, because you are the very air that we breathe. And as long as we're in your presence, and as long as, God, we're in the land of the living, it's an opportunity for us to give you thanks. It's an opportunity for us to bless your name. It's an opportunity, God, for us to draw nearer to thee, because in your presence, Lord, there is fullness of joy. There is life, oh God. There is freedom. There is hope, Lord. There is renewal. That as we wait upon you, Lord, we're not waiting upon the things that the world can give us, because this world didn't give us the joy that we have, and the world can't take that joy that they did not give us away. They don't have that authority. The world doesn't. Oh God, the people around us, the people in this world don't have that authority to take anything that you've given us away. So we, God, as we chase after you and as we find ourselves in your presence, we are fulfilled with everything, or fully equipped with everything that we need and more. God, pour out your spirit upon us even now, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, as we find ourselves in your presence, God. Come no more and have your way, God, as we bask in your glory, as we bask in your midst, oh God, because everywhere we are, God, you are. David says, where can I go and you not be there, Lord? Where can I go and I not find you, Lord? I can go to the highest mountains, Lord, trying to run away from you, you, but lo, you are there. I can go to the lowest or the deepest valleys, Lord, and I'll try to find myself hiding away from you, but lo, Lord, you are there as well. I can get into a raft or get into a boat, Lord, and go into the deepest of the deepest seas, Lord, and lo and behold, you are there as well. So, Lord, no matter how far we may try to run from you, Lord, lo, you are there. And not only are you just there, God, but you are a sustaining power, God. You are a keeping power. Because, Lord, when we were in sin, Lord, God, you still had mercy upon us. You still loved us, Lord. So that means that you were there, God. And as we chase after you and as we call upon you, yes, lo and behold, you are still there, God. You remain the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. You are an unchanging God and a changing, constantly changing world. And for that, God, we can find stability. Lord, for that, we can find reassurance. Lord, that's how we have hope, Lord, today, because you remain the same. God, you remain the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, God. And so we can always depend upon you. Lord, when we rise in the morning, we will find you there as we go throughout our day, Lord, and we turn to you and open up our mouths and give you adoration and give you praise, Lord. Yes, Lord, you are there, Lord, after a long day of work, Lord, or after a long day of doing things, Lord. Lord, God, if we just look to you, Lord, you are yet still there. And before we lay our heads down at night and call ourselves for praying for a night of rest, Lord, if we just look to you, Lord, behold, you are there. You're here in the very air that we breathe. You're here, God, in the peace that we have in our minds. Lord, you're here, God, in the roof that we have over our heads. Lord, you are here, God, on the food that is prepared for us on our tables. Lord, all of those things show us that you are here, God, because you are the one that provides. Lord, nothing in this world we gain on our own, but we only have what we have today because you have blessed us. You have had mercy upon us, Lord, because if you had not been on our side, Lord, we would be outside with no food and no clothes, Lord. We would be outside, doing spit bubbles, as Pastor Watkins used to say, Lord, licking our lips, Lord, and blowing spit bubbles. Lord, but you said not so, God. And so you blessed us to be in perfect peace, oh God. You blessed us with a roof over our heads and clothes on our backs, Lord, and food on our table, Lord. So, God, with gratefulness, Lord, we say thank you this morning for another day that you have made. And we know, God, that as long as you continue to remain with us, that no weapon that's formed against us shall be able to prosper. Lord, that's the confidence that we can walk in every single day. And since we have that confidence to be able to walk in every single day, that when I rise, my God is with me because he's the one that has breathed the breath of life in me. That my God will be with me because he said that he would never leave me nor ever forsake me. That my God will be with me because no weapon that's formed against me, no challenge that comes my way, no hindrance that tries to cause me to fall or try to trap me, it does not mean that God won't allow it to stop, oh God, to be formed, oh Lord, but it won't prosper. It won't get the victory. It won't overwhelm me. It won't overcome me. It cannot overtake me because the word of God has already promised that. So those are the many blessings above and beyond mercies that we have every single morning that we can walk in confidence in, that we can walk boldly in, that we can walk, oh God, without fear and without fretting and without doubting because our God is an awesome God. And so we find ourselves seeking you this morning, crying out that daily we shall worship thee, the Lamb of God who died for us, who gave his life so that we might have life, who became that perfect sacrifice, that while we were yet in sin, oh God, he took our place on the cross when we should have been hung up, when we should have been hung high, when we should have been beaten all night long. Jesus, our Savior, took our place. And he didn't just take my place, but he took the place of all of the people of the world. From the beginning of time all the way to the end of time. So he bore the sins of the entire generation of generations after generations upon his shoulders. When he hung there, he bled, he died. But thanks be to God, he didn't just hang and bleed and die. But he rose again with all power so that we, dead to our sins, dead to the things of this world, dead to those old carnal ways, can rise again because you have made us new, because you have made us complete, because you have made us whole. Thank you, O God, for the healing down in our souls. Thank you, O God, for the peace, O God, deep down within our thoughts. Thank you, O God, for the love, O God, the love that you wax upon us every single day that breathes life into us, that breathes hope into us, that breathes reassurance into us. Thank you for the peace that comes with knowing who our Savior is and the joy, O God, that comes with knowing that, God, we have the victory and we can cry out amen and amen. And so, Lord, as we go about our day-to-day task today, as we still remain in the midst of our 40 hours of consecration, Lord, we pray that you would anoint us, those that are here at the Holy Convocation. We pray that you would bless us even right now in the name of Jesus. Don't allow those things, our flesh, to get the best of us. Help us to put flesh under subjection so that means we must have a desire and a willingness to call upon you and to cry out to you, because you said if we call upon you, you'll answer us and show us great and mighty things, oh God. And then when we open up our mouths and we offer unto you a sacrifice of praise, you're willing to come in and inhabit our praises. Let us not try to go along this life's journey on our own. Now God, our flesh can't get any of your glory, and nor will our flesh does our flesh have the desire to praise you. Oh God, we that have a desire to worship you must worship you in spirit and in truth. Our flesh doesn't want to give you the glory, so we can't rely upon this flesh. So we have to look to you. We have to find ourselves chasing after you. We have to find ourselves willing to call upon you, willing to cry out to you. And Lord, I cry out to you this morning. Come the more and have your way in me, God. Come the more and refresh me, revive me, God. Restore me, breathe life into me. Put flesh under subjection right now, God, that you might get the glory. Strengthen our bodies even now, Lord, as we continue to fast and pray, Lord, because these kinds, oh God, there are these kinds of situations that we have in our lives. There are these kinds of strongholds, God, these kinds of heartaches, God, these kinds of frustrations, oh God, that are in our pathways, these kinds of financial issues, Lord, all of these kind of things, Lord, that are in our lives, and they only will be broken up by fasting and praying. We want this convocation to be successful. We want souls to be saved. Oh God, people to be filled with the gift of your Holy Spirit. Oh God, lives to be changed and people to be empowered, Lord. We want the victory, God, over every report that needs to be done, God, every need that needs to be met, God. We want, oh God, to have the victory, Lord, and not come up short in any kind of way, because you are an all-knowing, all-powerful, all-doing God. You don't have to come up short in anything, Lord. So if we're willing to put it into the atmosphere and ask you for it, Lord, you're willing to provide it and meet the need, as long as we have faith and believe that you can do it and that you can provide it. And so we put our trust in you. We put our hope in you. And we look for miracles, signs, and wonders. And then for those that have not been or are not able to attend, God, we pray that you would bless them as well. Honor their desires. Honor their commitment, God, to being with you. Oh, God, and those, oh, God, who are not necessarily part of our Reformation that are on this line, God, honor them for their commitment, Lord, because when we take time to fast and pray, God, you honor our sacrifice, Lord, so much that we want you to do, but we're not willing to make the sacrifice. But, Lord, here we are every single morning, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, Lord, we find ourselves before you seeking your face because you are the better part. You are the better half. You are the best part that we need, God. And so, Lord, no matter what we may have going on, no matter what may be going on in our lives, when we seek you first, Lord, we tell you that you are the better part. So honor our commitment to you. Honor our faithfulness to you. For those here at the Holy Convocation and for those that are abroad, bless us this day, because we had a desire to bless you. We had a desire to seek your face. We had a desire, God, to be in your presence. Allow your glory to manifest himself and to abide with us all day long. Give us a song of praise, a song of worship, a song of adoration, Lord, that will continuously flow in our mouths, Lord, that we'll find ourselves offering unto you a sacrifice of praise. David says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Lord, we are a part of the land, so Lord, we want to make a joyful noise, no matter how hard it may be on someone else's ears. God, our songs of adoration, our songs of praise are a melody to your ear. They are a sweet smelling, a sweet sound in your ears. And that's what we desire to do. is to make your name glorious today, that it'll come before you as a sweet-smelling savior, oh God, and a great sound, a wonderful sound in your ears. Honor our sacrifice. Honor our commitment. On this day of fasting as well, because Tuesday and Fridays are our fast days. So, Lord, whether we're in the consecration, Lord, we should find ourselves today putting this flesh under subjection so that it won't get any of your glory. We bind the devil on every hand. We cast the devil out of the minds. We cast the devil out of the wheels, and we cast them out of the way. We plead the blood of our hearts. We plead the blood of our lives. We plead the blood of our families, God, that you would give us the strength that we need to have victory and press on in this very given day. Honor the fruit of our, honor the hands of our labor. And God, provide us the fruit of our labor. Oh, God, so that we may be fully equipped and fully effective and fully filled with all of you. God bless us, God, as we go about our day-to-day tasks. Keep your hands of protection around us. Guide and lead us and direct us. It's our prayers this morning. In the mighty and matchless name of Jesus, we pray. We say thank God. Amen and amen.